This performance is an original work of creative fiction, owned by me, Talking Smut, and the writer. It is protected under copyright and Creative Commons licensing. My work is for adults, by adults, and about adults. This is a work of fictional fantasy and does not condone or promote harm to anyone in any way. Do not host, use, fill, or adapt my work for commercial purposes. Do not download, post, host, or re-host my work without the express permission of the artists involved. The effects are from freesound.org, and any music is used under license. Please enjoy this feature presentation. No, I did not knock. Why would I have to knock in my house? Don't you take that tone with me. You and I are going to have a serious talk, young lady. Explain this. Yes, I know it's my phone, but explain what is on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
That is a rather pretty, if foolish, girl showing off her tits on Twitter. And that, right there. What is that? Oh, no witty comebacks for me, no sarcastic remarks. I think I know why. That young lady is a small but very distinctive mark. Others may not recognise it, but I do. It's you, isn't it? Aren't you going to deny it? You could take off your shirt if you wanted to prove me wrong, but we both know I'm correct. Good. At least you're being somewhat truthful. So, why did you feel the need to display yourself like a common slut? It's no big deal, Daddy. Really, that's your justification. Maybe. Just maybe you could be right. If you did it once, perhaps, while under the influence of alcohol, but I did a little more investigating. You didn't just do it once, did you? I found dozens of pictures. I've now seen you from every possible angle. And in fact, posting trashy selfies is just the tip of the iceberg. That's not even how you make most of your money, is it? You found so many ways to whore yourself. The most profitable way, and indeed the one that you seem to enjoy most of all, is using your voice, isn't it? Oh, yes. I found your Reddit account. I haven't listened to all of your little recordings yet, but I assure you that I will. I have to know exactly what kind of slut I have living under my roof, don't I? Before we discuss what we're going to do about this, do you have anything to say in your defence? Perhaps you were in debt to someone, or someone forced you to do these things. Oh, I see. You started this for fun, did you? And then you realised people would pay you money for your efforts. Well, I can't blame them. You really are quite a skilled little whore, aren't you? I don't pretend to be shocked. That's one of the things you like to be called, isn't it? Well, don't worry. From now on, when we're alone, you'll always be Daddy's special little whore. I see your mind working. You're wondering if you should call for help. Well, your mother's just downstairs. What do you think she'd do if she found out about your second life? I suspect that she would be simply devastated. But then again, she's a bit of a slut too, so she might understand what you've done. In either case, she'd encourage you to receive some discipline, I think. Now, I don't care that you're an adult. You're living under my roof, so you will obey my rules. And my rules have always included punishments for violations. You know what? That's not entirely correct. You'll always obey my rules, no matter where you live. Do you know why? Because you're my daughter, and therefore my property. And I shall dispose of my property in any way I see fit. And right now, I'm going to punish my property. Drop your panties, turn around and bend over. Aw, she shakes her little head so defiantly, as if she has a choice. Let me rephrase my request. Drop your panties, turn around and bend over. Sobbing won't stop this from happening. Nothing will. There. That's a good girl. That's right. Put your little hands on your vanity. Bend further. Now arch your back. Because I fucking said so, slut. Now do it. Good. I like this. I can look at you in your mirror and see your face as I punish you. Perfect. Oh, I almost forgot. I had a lovely idea while I was walking to your room. What do you say we make a little recording of this moment, just for the two of us? And anyone else I choose to share it with. I mean, who knows? Maybe you can even post it to your little Patreon. You know, it's been a while since I had to spank you. And somehow my hand doesn't seem sufficient for the task. I think that a situation this serious calls for the belt, doesn't it? Oh. Oh, you just jumped and nothing's even happened yet. The thing about giving a proper spanking is your target must never suspect when it's coming, at least at first. After the first blow lands and the shock and the pain set in, then the anticipation and the inevitability of the situation start to work on your mind. That's it. Let Daddy see those delicious tears of yours. That's interesting. Daddy's belt has made you quite wet, hasn't it? You're just dripping down your thighs. I bet if I felt you right now. Don't squirm away from my hand. When I want to touch you, you say, thank you, and you hold still like the proper little slut you are. Better. Oh. And so warm and wet. I bet if I slipped a finger inside of you right now, you would... Ah, yes, moan like a bitch in heat. All right. Enough foreplay. Stand up and turn around. You may not want to admit it, but you really are just aching for cock, aren't you? Oh, do you know what I think of your denials? Don't wipe it off. Just get on your knees, just like that. Perfect. Now you can see what you've done to your daddy. Can you see how hard you've made me? That's your fault, slut. Don't you think you should take care of it? Put your hand on daddy's cock now. That's it. Now, unzip me and take it out. Oh, I love how you hesitated, but you still bit your lip and did it, didn't you? This is what you wanted, isn't it? What a twisted little slut I've raised. Now, open up that sweet little mouth of yours. Why? Because I fucking told you to. Good girl. Oh, yes. Oh, you get face fucked so often in your little audios. I thought it might be nice if you experienced the real thing more often. Oh, so from now on, whenever I want, you're going to get on your knees and be a useful, tight little hole for Daddy. Do you understand me? Don't try and speak. Just blink twice for yes. Good girl. Oh, you were always a successful little slut, but now you're learning to be an obedient one as well. Get up. It's time for you to learn your place. How many times do you think I've heard some variation of please fuck me, daddy, come out of those sweet little lips of yours? You've got very good at it. Why don't you say it now, just for me, for your actual daddy? Say it. I don't care about your tears. If you don't do as I ask, I will truly give you something to cry about. Now say the fucking words. Good girl. You're an excellent little actress, but you know what? I think this is more than that. I truly believed you, dearest daughter, and I'm going to give you what you've been asking for, but I can already tell you're going to be too loud when I fuck you, which is why the good Lord gave us ties. To gag our dear little sluts before we fuck them. Open your mouth. There we are. There. Much better. Turn around. You know, belts are quite versatile. I beat you with it before, and I'm binding your wrists with it now. Utility. I do adore it. Now, on the bed. No, not like that. Stay on your knees, lower your head to the bed, but arch your back and keep your ass up in the air. Don't you shake your head at me, young lady. This has gone far too far to end any other way. Look at how unbelievably wet you are, even after being used so horribly. Ah, yes. This is what you need, isn't it? This is why you're such a little slut. Ah, don't worry. Daddy's going to make sure that you never go without cock again. Ah, yeah. You do have a lovely tight little pussy, don't you? And it is clearly not getting properly fucked, is it? So I suppose it's my fatherly duty to give you what you need. Just as it's your duty as a good little girl to take my cock whenever I want it. Oh, in whatever hole I choose. And that includes my cum. Oh, I'm going to come inside you. Don't worry about that. I can hear you sobbing through your gag, but it's not going to prevent anything. You're my little girl, my property, and I will breed my property whenever I like. Oh, so close. Oh, that's so close. Oh, yeah, that's it. You little slut, take it. Much better. There's nothing like properly breeding a little slut to improve one's afternoon. Don't pretend you didn't like it. You might be left sobbing, but I felt you come underneath me. That's just your body telling you that you're in your proper place. You just need to accept the truth. So, have you learned who owns your body yet? A disrespectful toss of your hair is not a proper response. I'll ask you again. Have you learned who that pretty little pussy belongs to? Good girl. You know what? I think I'll leave you like that for a bit so you can think about what you did and what you're going to be doing in the future. Oh, and I'll expect your latest audio to be in my inbox by 7 p.m. sharp tomorrow evening. If not, there will be consequences. What? Did you think I wanted you to stop making the pornography? Oh, goodness, no, darling. If anything, you're going to accelerate your production schedule. I can make you a nice little studio out in the garage. You can have as much privacy as you need for your recording and photography. Or perhaps I should say that we will have as much privacy as we need and we can soundproof it nicely so that no one will ever know you're getting ruthlessly fucked just inside. A few more ground rules. From now on, all your proceeds will go to me. Don't worry. I'll make sure and invest it wisely for you. Can't have you wasting your hard-earned money on frivolities, can we? Also, I want copies of all your filthy audios, pictures, videos, and any other content sent to me first. Only I will decide what gets posted and what gets kept for my own personal collection. You will make me an administrator of your little server and give me the password to all of your other devices and accounts. If you don't comply, I will punish you. I will be much more severe than I was tonight. I am now your manager and, for all practical purposes, your owner. Do you understand? Don't try and talk through the gag, for God's sake. Just nod. Good girl. You look so beautiful like this. Well fucked, shivering, crying, my cum dripping out of you. Don't worry. You'll soon get used to your new routine.